the sound of the biggest wind horn. I'm your host, Chris Kowild. With me, as always, from beautiful Burbank is beautiful Burbank Hag. Everybody, toot your horns out there, America.
That's right, I'm Burbank Hank, and tonight I passed Elton Brand for number 102 on the all-time scorers list. No, that was Paul George!
Oh, woo! Top 102. Top 102 all-time.
He passed former Elton.
Former Clipper great EB. Oh, that's great. That is great.
Come
good
on.
Stat.
I am a little bit out of my mind after that massive Clipper win, if I'm honest with you.
I think it's the biggest Clipper win of the season.
And oh, my gosh. Well, there's only been 10 of them.
That's
so
what
you
I
don't have to.
That's what I said after the last W. That's what I said after the last W.
But what would be bigger than beating the Denver Nuggets, who, P.S., prior to tonight, we have not beat in almost exactly 2 years. January 2022.
Wow.
Was the last time we beat them.
Wow, it's December 23. That was.
We couldn't beat them shorthanded without anybody. All they basically had was DeAndre Jordan.
Reggie Jackson. Why are you talking about that game? Why the hell are you talking about that game?
We couldn't
talking
beat
about
them. All they
game.
Had was those two guys and a bag of weed
Magic
nuggets
beans.
From Boulder.
Oh.
And we couldn't beat them. Tonight
Crunk
we did,
nuggets.
And they had everybody.
Crunk Nuggets, they had everybody. They really went to a two-man show, Joker and Jamal Murray.
How'd that work out, good or not good?
And did we, like, we held them to under 100, didn't we, the Sons of Guns?
No, they got 102, but they
squeaked it. Oh, whatever. They squeaked it.
Garbage.
They squeaked
points.
It in late.
I texted you right before the game. You were live at the game.
I was at the game.
I texted you right before the game and said, Murray is playing, and then the S word with a very long extended
I.
Before
I don't appreciate you texting profanities. It's a family show, including our text thread, Hank.
Well, f*** it.
Oh, come on. You are on one. You are really on one.
Really
now I got to do editing. I got to bleep. This is a family
you're gonna
show.
Yeah, you have to run. I'll let you. I'll text you what time it was. You can
all right, so look, we just beat the champs for the biggest win of the year. Last home game was, I thought, the biggest win of the year when we beat the previous champs, the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, but the far removed previous.
But on the last Clipcast, I said if we are under 500 after 20, because this is the Clippers quarterly report. 20 games in, 62 to go. Clippers quarterly report. If we're under 500, the sky is falling, doom and gloom. But guess what? We have won 7 out of our last 10, which is really good basketball. We are right now sitting at 500. Yes, we had growing pains. Yes, we dropped 5 straight in an overarching 6-game skid once we got James Harden. But in the last 10, we're 7-3. We're figuring
7-3,
it
buddy.
Out. And it was all about Russell Westbrook telling Coach, take me off the bench, Coach. Terrence Mann inserted into the starting lineup, and the rest is history. Now, since that has happened, we are a winning basketball team. Yes, it's 10-10, but in the last 10, 7-3. And that is really good news, especially since we beat the champs, who you just told me we haven't beat since January of 2 years ago. Jeez,
2022. Buddy, we needed a win. We needed a win on them, and we are moving up, and we're now ninth. We're now ninth in the West.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. We're strongly at 500. The 7-3 feels very good.
Very earned.
And I like the way we're playing. I mean, it all comes down to the energy. And I said this when we got him, the playoff experience. I know we're not in the playoffs, but the veteran experience of Daniel Theis.
Mm.
He turned the game around.
Theis
we
is
were
nice.
Cold, we were flat-footed.
Oh, yeah.
He came onto the floor. He was working both ends of the court. He activated everybody. Right before that, I was about to text you. It's so fun that Norman Powell wears so – he likes with the white compression tights and the white short-sleeve shirt. I wish he'd wear long sleeves because then he would really look like he's in his jammies. He looks so sleepy. And Theis's amazing play turned this game around.
Oh, absolutely.
It really did. And by the way – also,
Zubats on
Joker, and that is big for us.
Joker shot horribly. I'm looking at him right now, dejectedly walking to the locker room, wiping sweat off of his brow with a towel. That's one of our towels, Joker. Give it back. So anyway, but look, Joker was shot, I don't have it in front of me, but like 9 for 30 or something, and that's all Zoo's defense. And Zoo did it cleanly without getting in foul trouble at all, and I think that was really the key for Zoo, was that he did it clean. Joker, by the way, the first time he went to the free throw line where he was a perfect 2 for 2 was with 6 minutes and change left in the game.
In the game.
In the game.
In the game.
And we beat him in points in the paint, Hank. We beat their butts.
And by the way, you're incorrect. He was not 9 for 30. He was 9 for 32.
There you go.
He was 2 of 7 from 3. Now, he did get 15 boards. I hope he did, because he wasn't shooting for crap.
How many assists?
But Zoo looks – what's that?
How many assists?
10.
Oh, we did get the triple-double, that dog.
Yeah, he got the triple-double. But James Harden got his second double-double
11 assists,
of the season.
11 assists,
which I really
20
like.
Points.
Zubac just really bothered Joker, and so did Theis. Again.
Oh, absolutely. 1-2 punch.
You now get through this knee problem and get our true backup center into this game.
Plum dog.
And get us into a situation where Theis can play maybe more of a power forward, or we can have a twin tower situation.
Right.
He can play with other bigs. Now we've got a real bigs answer. And I love this tonight. Darn close to the Chris Wilde six pack.
Darn close. You know, it's going to be watching this game, it was so hard for me. It was really very difficult for me to choose my Chris Wilde's Hank's player of the game.
Oh, Mother Scratcher, you don't get one. It's Hank's player of the game, and it's Daniel Theis.
See,
you don't get to pick.
I think Theis was definitely in the running for the almost, I would argue, more important Chris Wilde's Hank's player of the game.
No,
I was going to give it
no,
to Paul George
no.
because he may have led all scorers, certainly at one point when I was deliberating him. I don't know what he ended up with. I do know that James Harden with his 11 assists is in the running for Chris Wilde's Hank's player of the game. But I got to give it to the aforementioned Ivica Zubac, the Croatian sensation, for stifling the NBA back-to-back MVP, leading into the finals MVP. Everybody says this is the best basketball player on planet Earth. Well, not tonight he wasn't.
Not tonight, thanks to Zoo.
Chris Wilde's Hank's player of the game, Ivica
Zubac. You don't get one, but
Zubac.
I like the picks. I'll allow it, but I don't like this.
So
now,
on a much lesser note, who was Hank's player of the game? Like, anyone cares?
I already told you it's Daniel Theis.
Oh, see, it's such a non-needle mover. Like, it doesn't move my needle in any way that I'd forgotten Hank's player of the game.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a turd. three blocks on the stat line, although that's weird because I'm pretty sure when I was watching the game, they said he had 4 blocks. 11 rebounds, 8 points. 2 of 4 from 3, and those threes were at a key moment where we really needed buckets. We really needed to turn it around. But really, it was his energy on both ends of the court with those blocks that, in my opinion, also got Powell going. Because Powell started off cold. He started off putting up weird shots that weren't falling. And then with Theis's extra energy, all of a sudden, Norman Powell is putting up downhill, speedy, through-the-paint layups. And that was what really started. And at one point, we were on like a 32-10 run at one point.
I love it.
Like
we went the champs.
40-20. We nearly lapped them, doubled them.
Who we haven't beaten
quarter.
In 23 months.
23 months. They went 36 over
Louise.
Our 21.
Like we haven't won in this building, or we just haven't beaten
no,
the Nuggets.
No, we haven't beat them.
Oh my
gosh. We have not beat them.
Well, this is a huge hill that we just climbed, because we still have to figure out how to beat the Pelicans. We just figured out how to beat the Nuggets. Can we do it consistently? But here's the thing. We just did it tonight. We beat the champs with contributions from everyone. Brody, huge energy.
Theis might
huge
be the
answer,
man.
For Russell Westbrook. Huge energy from
Daniel
Theis.
And look, I don't like some of the looks he took. I think I personally
Who?
Am feeling like watching Westbrook. I think.
Oh, but Brody was in
like,
there for energy, man, getting offensive
rebounds.
Yeah,
what we're watching is you bring Westbrook off the bench, he gets in the game, he wants to shoot. So if he's going
to
get out there,
he wants
he's
to drive. I don't know
threes.
If he wants to shoot, but he wants to drive. Does that make sense?
No, but he's
his engine is just, it doesn't stop.
Buddy,
it doesn't
his two
stop.
Threes, His two threes that he put up very early were within 5 seconds of having the ball in the shot clock. They were way too early, but I'll allow it if he's going to get 8 rebounds and 2 blocks and play the way he played. He's great energy off the bench. Now we got to get Westbrook back to where he was early in the season, which is realizing he's not coming off the bench to be our primary shooter.
No, he's.
But that said, we're gonna move Tucker. Like, I really think we're gonna move PJ Tucker. I really think that we're not done making moves.
Disagree.
Get another shooter.
I think
PJ Tucker scored 0 points as a Clipper.
That's not true, first of all. See, I think we're shelving PJ Tucker for postseason prowess, veteran leadership. I think we're just keeping him salty and ready. Now, I could be wrong. I love the fact that coach is developing Kobe Brown. Kobe Brown has been looking fabulous. Kobe Brown has been kind of a difference maker off the bench in moments. He definitely was not a liability out there. But I think, but I could be wrong. It could be a Marcus Morris situation. I didn't think that we were shelving Mook. Does that make sense? Because obviously we gave him all the minutes in the world until late, and then Batum got his starting position. But I do think that coach is tinkering. And I just think possibly PJ Tucker is being shelved because he's 38 years young for later in the season push, or see if, God forbid, somebody goes down. But you're saying you think PJ Tucker and somebody else possibly could get dealt to bring in shooting. I totally get that. Talking about shooting.
Could be.
Russell Westbrook, I don't see him as a shooter as much as I see him as a scorer. As much as I see him as a slasher, distributor, and then, of course, just always just running into the paint to grab those rebounds in crucial time. So I loved Russ tonight. I loved Zoo tonight. I love Paul George tonight.
And by the way, the stats don't even show what Russell Westbrook does. Like, the way he bothers guys, the way he bothers on defense, the way he makes things chaotic. Like, he's our chaos guy, without a doubt.
All right, so in the first quarter tonight.
There's also something really fun going on with the lineup where Harden gets subbed out quickly so that Russ can still get on the court with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And I don't know if that's going to last because some of that is the familiarity the three of them have with each other. But I like it. And I like that it sort of still honors Westbrook. Does that make sense? Like, I'm happy about it.
In the first quarter, Denver tonight shot 8 for 10 from three, okay? It was staggering. They were 80%. They shot the lights out. The best news of the day is in the second quarter, they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. We went 1 for 9 in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden we could not miss in the second quarter. But Hank, I want to take it back a game to that improbable, or was it, comeback versus Golden State Warriors at home. We're down like 15 in, I don't know, the third or the fourth quarter. We keep just chipping away. And who hit the game winner but none other than Paul George? So my question to you is, did you ever doubt, like I know you on this show doubted Kawhi's clutchness, did you doubt Paul George's clutchness, and has he proven to you that he is clutch?
No, I didn't. I haven't ever doubted it. In fact, I've said, even though I know Paul George is our second, that he's the guy who should have the ball in his hands for taking that final shot. Also, it wasn't just Paul George. It was Terrence Mann with pretty amazing defense. It was James Harden with a wonderful rebound and long pass
dishing to Kawhi, absolutely.
To Paul George. Like, it was a full team effort.
You're talking about that was Russell Westbrook who got that rebound.
Sorry,
to dish
Russell Westbrook
to Paul George for the game.
But it was Terrence Mann
defending
Steph Curry.
But you know what? You know what was funny when
let me finish this.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me finish this thought. That is in stark contrast to Steph Curry's hero ball, kill the clock, put up the shot and miss. Like, we're playing team basketball.
You know what was great about Steph Curry's miss? So he's a confirmed clock eater, as you can see in the @LAClipcast Instagram reel. I got all the last – I got Steph Curry's miss. I got his clock eating. The best part of it was, what is Steph Curry most famous for, Hank? What shot?
Oh, the half-court shot, the three, the long three.
Yeah, the three. So he's eating the clock. The Clippers are down by two. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, he steps over the three-point line, fade away on Terrence Mann, who's well defending him, and he shoots a two-pointer, which goes long. Hey, dummy, you're a three-point shooter. You probably would have made the three, but luckily he went in for a two. Steph Curry shot a two-pointer? Well, it didn't go in. It was long. Russell Westbrook climbs out of the building to grab the rebound. Dishes to a streaking Paul George, who takes on known baby Klay Thompson and shoots
a baby
step back over Klay for the game winner. Clippers win up one. They were down two. Steph misses long. PG with the three. Clippers win. It was a beautiful W. Up until tonight, it was the best win of the season. And then tonight happened. Although, honestly, the four-point play from James Harden is also in the running for biggest win of the season. 10-10, Clippers quarterly report. Hank, let me ask you, what has impressed you the most? What needs the most work? And then I will answer those same questions.
Well, what has impressed me the most is James Harden defense. There were a few times tonight where he was throwing himself into the air and just flailing his arms in the direction of the ball, and it was working. I mean, I'm not trying to be glib and making it sound like he didn't have a plan.
Oh my God, but people call you Henry Glibman. They call you Hank Glibman, just so you know. So you don't have to try to be glib.
Great. He's had such a reputation of not playing any defense, of playing, being a selfish basketball player, and I'm just not seeing that. I'm understanding why people say that, have said that, but I don't see it. I see a guy who's playing great defense. So to me, that's the thing that is the most impressive.
Sure.
For sure. And I would actually say that maybe the thing we need most improvement on is coming out of the gate hot. And coming out with great urgency, because I do think that we're playing a lot of catch up. We're coming from behind a lot, and Daniel Theis coming on was a good oomph for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that we can be cool, casual, take our time team. I think we need to come out of the gate hot. And so knowing that we are not, that knowing that sort of describes the James Harden offense, and that we are not going to shelve him for Russell Westbrook starting.
Mm-mm.
That just means our guys need to come out with some urgency and make some shots.
Absolutely.
That just has to happen.
I think.
How about you?
I think the thing that's impressed me most so far, look, obviously, you got to go James Harden just because he was never a Clipper. You know what I mean? All these guys, with the exception of Daniel Theis and Kobe Brown, you know, they were Clippers last season. We're familiar with their games. We got to fall in love in real time with Russell Westbrook. We got to see him lead all stats in the playoffs for the Clippers, I think. It was like points, assists, rebounds. I really fell hard in love with Russell Westbrook. And so I was thrilled for him that he was getting the start as the point guard. And then all of a sudden, James Harden comes in. And yes, in the moment, I was swept away by it all. But then, of course, we go on that five-game skid, much like we went on a five-game skid when Russ joined the team. But that four-point play all of a sudden made me fall in love hard. You can listen to the Clipcast. It's called Harden 4, the number 4, the win, 4TW. You and I were in the building. We had a great night that night. That was the night that you and I both collectively fell in love with James Harden. That being said, as much as James Harden makes me love him, and yes, his defense has been the best of his career here in Los Angeles, I think what impresses me most, and it's about time, these past 10 games, is Ty's tinkering. I think Coach Ty Lue has really impressed me. Plumlee goes down. It's a huge, huge black eye for the team. How are we going to get up from this stumble? And they go out and get Daniel Theis. Now, I don't know if that's Ty Lue, but that was somebody in the front office, and that impressed me. And certainly Ty Lue put him right to use. We also got P.J. Tucker right away. P.J. Tucker wasn't that great of a fit right away. He wasn't gelling. So what did Ty do? DNP'd him. So Ty's made some tough calls. Ty, you know, you want to start these all-time guys, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. You obviously want to start all four of them with Ivica Zubac, the Croatian sensation. Theis was Hank's player of the game. Even more importantly, Chris Kawhi's Hank's player of the game. But Ty said, okay, it's not working. So Ty tinkers, gets Terrence Mann in the starting lineup. You and I on the show said, hey, maybe it should be Russell Westbrook and James coming off the bench. Ty Lue disagrees. Ty tinkers. 7-3 in the last 10 and finally beating the champs, which we haven't done in 23 months. Huge W for the Clips. So that has impressed me the most is Ty's tinkering. I was a little worried during that 5-game skid that he was sitting down, that he was passive. I was wrong. He was still playing 3D zero gravity space chess, and he tinkered, and he's got us back on the precipice to being a winning basketball team. Okay,
well, let me play just a little bit of stat boy for you, because it was a 6-game losing streak.
Yeah, but five with Harden, absolutely.
That started with the overtime loss to the L word.
Right, when we had nobody. Night two back to back.
So sorry, I misspoke that PJ Tucker has scored points as a Clipper. It's just that those points were scored 11 games ago, the last time we lost, 2 times ago, losing to the Denver Nuggets. He scored 6 points that night in a game that we were that put us 3-7 on the season, and since then we've gone 7-3. Now PJ Tucker is active, one of the best 3-point shooters from the corner in the league. I don't think that he's a wash.
Right. No, that's why I think they're shelving him.
But I do wonder when he's in the press this week saying there aren't enough basketballs for this Clippers team. That feels a little bit like maybe it's out of context. But that doesn't feel to me like a guy who's bought in on the system isn't excited about it. It seems to me like a guy who's been benched and isn't thrilled about it. And it's not like we got 12 great guys that we're playing right now. It's not like we couldn't have used somebody who we could count on.
Well, Ty's tightened
the rotations. So maybe he gets dealt.
Ty has tightened the rotations for sure.
Well, you got to. You get to when you have 4 All-Stars on the team.
So you're telling me that P.J. Tucker has never made a basket in a Clipper win?
No. Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's true. And by the way, my man Daniel Theis led our team in rebounds tonight.
Oh, coming off the bench. Well,
it was George game. You're right. Game and team high 25 Paul George for
love
points.
Assist
James Harden with 11, and with 11 rebounds, Mr. Daniel Theis, Hank's player of the game.
Oh, everybody's thrilled about Hank's player of the game. Who was it tonight? Did you ever tell us?
No, you are terrible, and I hate you. Oh, I really hate you.
That's fine. It's
that's
something
all right.
New.
That's fair. We had a good run.
Yeah, like 20-plus years of being best friends, and this is what broke you.
That's the longest. Anyway, listen,
which, by the way,
really
is rather
great.
Glib. It's rather glib, if you ask me.
Oh, I hate you. Let's talk a little bit about some upcoming games we have, because we are on a nice – We're about to go on the road-ish to play Utah.
Right.
And they're 7-14. So
we
got to
win
because really
they got us. Like,
got to win.
They punked us game 2 of the season at home, at our home. It was crazy. We should have won. No, actually, it was in Utah. Scratch that, because we were perfect at home 3-0 until we started moving guys. But anyway, so we went to Utah and lost already this season. So we definitely need a revenge game to go into Utah. Oh, and luckily tonight my co-host is former Utah Jazz season ticket holder, Henry Glibman.
Our next two games, we are playing Utah, which is 7. They're 7-14, and Portland, and they're 6-14.
Oh, we've already beat Portland. I love that.
I like these two.
Oh,
and
man,
we
could
go,
be finally over 500, Hank, with a cushion.
For sure could be. And then we've got a little that which starts us into a 4-game homestand.
Love.
Starting with the easy peasy Portland Trail Faders. They're terrible. But then
the Trail Faders.
But then we do play Sacramento, Golden State.
Oh, is Sacramento on night 2 of a back-to-back?
It's not great.
At home too. A home back-to-back, which is so rude.
That's good.
Oh, that's the sound of the horn.
Good.
I guess the show just ended because I'm still in the stadium and they just sounded the horn. But listen, before I let you go, we have a new bit. We have a new law. We have a new thing, and we haven't really named it yet. But you and I were obviously texting back and forth while we were watching the game in real time, you on television and me here in the arena. But the Clippers tonight were up, okay? They had the lead with 4:20 left in the game. And so far, and I don't know what we're calling this, I called it the smoke out or the smoke up. If you're up with 4:20 left in the game, you will win the game. And so far, the Clippers are a perfect 1-for-1 with this new, I don't know what we're calling it. Do you have any names for the smoke up?
I thought the OG push, like OG Kush.
That's great, Hank. This is good stuff. And finally,
it's the OG push.
I love it. The OG push, the smoke out or the smoke up. I don't know if you've got any ideas for what
we'll
can
workshop
name this
it.
Bit. You can reach out on X to @HenryDittman or IG to @HenryDittman or on Instagram to @LAClipcast, where I'm still grasping to straws with social media. That's my last
it's so
bastion.
Boring. It's so boring. It's the worst.
I did post a great video of that game winner from Paul George, so that was kind of fun. So go follow us.
Oh, you did, but
IG.
I also, was it you that posted Paul George making the shot and such a clear shot of Joker's shoulders dropping?
Yeah, it was great.
And him just staring at the floor. To me, Joker truly is like watching Shrek play basketball. He's so goofy.
Now, so does that mean Jamal Murray is Donkey?
I think that Aaron Gordon is a Shrek. Jarek is a Shrek with no Donkey, and that's what makes him even more annoying.
I just like that Aaron Gordon isn't mentioned. That's good. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it's just him. It's just him and that coach of Sparkwart or whatever his name was. Sure.
And he's got no Fiona.
Yeah, there's no Fiona. That's the problem.
He's just got his MVP trophies and his championship
ring. It felt so good. This felt like such a statement win. It's
absolutely.
Here's what makes this a bigger win than Golden State. Now, the Golden State, what, were we down 20?
Yeah, I mean, we were down
a lot. That's
a
big comeback.
And it was kind of late, too. It was in the fourth quarter.
But the Golden State Warriors are trash.
Under 500, yeah, they're garbage.
They're garbage. The Denver Nuggets are the defending champions, unless I slept for a year. And you're going to call me Glib Van Winkle.
Glib Van Winkle, that's a good one, Hank. Nobody is sleepier than
our guy Norm
Powell.
Champs. And we didn't squeak them tonight. This is not going to be tomorrow morning the league announces a bad call by the refs.
No. We handled them.
We whooped them.
We handled
them. And most importantly, we handled the finals MVP.
And Jamal Murray. When they went on a two-man show, they just couldn't do it. And we handled them.
They couldn't do it. We put it on them. It's not like Joker still got 40, but
right.
We beat them. Although our bench was great tonight. And it really does come down to Daniel Theis and eventually in the middle, Norm Powell.
And this is bigger than the dismantling of Dallas, because Dallas ain't won nothing since Dirk Nowitzki, yeah. So, yeah, you're right. This is the biggest win. It's a bigger deal dismantling Denver. We didn't dismantle them like we dismantled Dallas, but we did handle them. We didn't let them get in our heads. We never relinquished the lead in the final 5 minutes. Like, we just won the ball game. And it's something we haven't done in 23 months versus these champs. So hats off, Clippers Nation. Hats off to you, Hank.
And by the way, hats off to you. Thanks for being there helping to cheer these Clippers on to victory. By the way, this is not last season. We could go back and confirm this, but at this point, the Nuggets are only the top four teams are
Minnesota.
Within 3 games of each other.
Right.
Like, it's not some runaway thing. Minnesota's still in the lead.
OKC's right up there, too.
It's early, and the number 7 team, the Phoenix Suns, are only 4.5 games out of first place. Like, this is a much tighter Western Conference than it was last season. So, I mean, obviously, we may see some separation.
Sure.
It's kind of hard to imagine Minnesota's going to keep this up, although who knows? We were saying that about Denver last year. But the season is young.
Oh, yeah.
And we're only 6 games out of first.
6 games out of first, 500 basketball, the Clippers quarterly report.
I like it.
The back half of the first quarter, something to grin about. 7-3 in our last 10. Yeah, we had
I have more to grin about. To grin about, and I'd love to tell you about it.
Talk to me.
Of the top 6 teams,
yeah,
we're 7-3.
Great.
Of the top 6 teams, 3 of them
10.
Are 3 of them are not that good in the last 10.
Ooh.
And by the way, the Nuggets are 500 in the last 10 games.
Ooh.
The Mavs are 4-6.
Ooh, that's a losing
record.
So
that right there is your 3-4. That's your 3-4, which we know to be a very pivotal position in the final playoff race. And you may be listening saying it's too early to talk playoffs, but since we're not in the midseason tournament, why not talk playoffs? Like, the fact that the Nuggets are 5-5 in the last 10 and the Mavs are 4-6 tells me we could make a run here. The Pels are only 6-4.
Yeah, so they're our kryptonite. We got to beat them the next time we play them, which I don't have it in front of me. And the good news is, folks, we don't play Denver Nuggets again until April. We don't play them again until April. And we'll know a heck of a lot more in April when we play them. And we'll be here because we're here every game because we are the longest running Clippers podcast in the history of time and space. And with me, as always, is Burbank Hank. I don't think you're glib at all, Henry. And anytime anyone says that, I really go to bat for you, friend. I want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I am actually one of the least glib people you know when it comes down to it. I take almost everything incredibly seriously, especially since tonight I surpassed Clipper great Elton Brand for number 102 on the all-time scoring list. Congratulations, Paul George.
PG-13. PG-13. Number 102
all-time. Giving us another reason to forget Elton.
All right, Hank. We got a lot of Clippers games next week. Hopefully you and I will be in the building together for at least one of them. Clipper Nation.
For sure we will.
We beat the
for
champs. Sure. We are a 500 ball club. It is not gloom. It is not doom. The sky is not falling. It's bright and blue, not a cloud in the sky. If we can continue to go 7-3 the next 10, come on, watch out. That is well over 500 basketball. That's winning Clippers basketball, which you love to see. All right, at Utah next, and then a homestand Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I'm going to try to be in the building for all of those games. We'll be back next week with more Burbank Hank, more Chris Kowild, and of course, more exciting Clippers basketball. The Clippers quarterly report is in the books. Hank, sound the horn.
Bang!